plugged in, polarized, fist raised in anger, staring down, don't meet the eyes. Everyone's a stranger, don't look at me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired but disconnected.
Hello and welcome to Snug Sound, a podcast for Wi-Fi hopping, coffee sipping mobile workers everywhere. I'm San Sharma, and this is episode 5. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. We have on the line an actual living, breathing mobile worker, Jose Reyes. Hola, Jose. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias.
Was that good?
It was very good, yeah, very good.
Jose and I have been speaking Spanish to one another on Twitter. Jose is inevitably better than I am, but you do have an advantage, don't you?
I do have a slight advantage in that both my parents are Spanish.
I introduced you as an actual mobile worker with some excitement. Now, what's so special about that? Obviously, it's Jose. That's very exciting. But we've talked to mobile workers before on the podcast, but more often than not, they've been self-employed. There's another mobile working experience, and that's mobile working as an employee. So I'd like to talk to Jose about that and about staying connected in a virtual team. But first, let me introduce you a bit better first, Jose. Am I right? You're a health and safety consultant for Richard Turner Associates.
That's correct. Yes, I am indeed a health and safety professional. Working for an employee. Yeah, an employer. So yeah. I'm an employee, but not in the office.
So what do you consider to be your work base?
My living room.
You work in your living room?
I work in my living room, yeah. Is my working base. I used to work in the office, but then moved away from the area in which the office is based, moved away from Hertfordshire out to Somerset. And so my mobile home became my home. And obviously attending meetings and such, but my working base is my house.
Okay, and you spend a bit of time on the road as well, right?
Yeah, generally sort of 75% is at home, but 25% sort of 2 or 3 days, or 1 or 2 days really, a week is spent out and about.
And what's your tech setup when you're out and about?
My tech setup, well, I have, let me see, I've got 2 mobile phones. And an iPad.
Is that all you take with you? Do you take a laptop with you as well? Does the iPad, is it sufficient?
No, I don't have a laptop.
Oh, wow.
So it's just an iPad and the 2 mobiles. So the iPad is a new introduction to my mobile life. Usually I've just spent taken paper, well, that old-fashioned thing.
Oh, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, I know, paper and pen, fancy that. So I would, in a meeting, for example, I would take a pen and paper to take notes. Mm-hmm. But I would, if I needed access to files, I'd use my mobile and Dropbox, where I store my whole life inside a Dropbox. Yeah. So any access to files I had, I would get them from there, or required for a meeting. So catching up on a note or last minutes or file that I needed. So I'd grab that. But then, so recently I've taken in the introduction of the iPad. And the penultimate app on there, and with my stylus, and I take notes using my iPad.
Now, I've given that a go, and it's pretty good, but I don't have the stylus, so it's a bit kind of clunky using your finger. How's it working out for you with the stylus?
With the stylus, it's quite good. My handwriting could be better, but because I'm not, I can fit in my notes into sort of 2 or 3 pages rather than one, maybe. But it's quite useful because then I don't have to write it up again, and I just can convert that into a PDF. Yeah. Save it into my Dropbox again, and there we go. I've done my notes. I've got them saved, and I don't need to go back and save me time. I think
sounds like a pretty good system.
Yeah. I think it's working well. It's a new thing for me, and I still get looks when I bring the iPad out in a meeting. But I'm sure people get used to it.
I think it can only be a good thing, right? It makes it look pretty cool having all those things. But what's with the 2 mobile phones?
Oh, it's just personal and work.
Okay, well, it's interesting to bring that up, because I suspect you're a bit of an early adopter, right?
I think I try and keep up with things, so I try things out.
And what about your employer? Are they open to suggestions about the kind of tech that you'd like to use?
Yeah, well, yes, in terms of the fact, they've introduced this. I've been their adopter for the mobile working.
Okay. So you do it first so that they don't have to.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the first one. You know, the idea of me working mobilely, sort of remotely.
Yeah.
Working at home was an introduction that just happened because of circumstance that I was deciding to move.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I've then tried to find tech that will help me do that in a best way. So, using Skype was something we introduced initially just to communicate in terms of meetings like this over voice and just quick text messages back and forth. So we used that. That was introduction. I mean, the simple introduction of a mobile phone only came into our company about 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, we were late adopters on that, but we didn't need one.
Yeah.
We thought we didn't need one. But
so you've been a bit of a trailblazer in your office.
Yeah, I'll say that, but yeah, why not?
And is one of the phones property of Richard Turner Associates and the other one your personal phone?
That's right, yeah.
Now, here's a tough question for you, Jose.
Sorry.
So you've got the two phones, you've got the iPad, you're working from home, you're on the move, you're a pretty cool guy. Do your office-based colleagues envy the way you work?
I think...
That is tough. I'm sorry.
There's
only so much you can say, right?
Well, you know, if I sell it like this, if I sell it in that I get up in the morning, probably later than my office colleagues do.
Yeah.
I don't get in the car.
Yeah.
And I don't have to get dressed necessarily, you know, in a
should.
Formal
yeah.
kind of. and at we finish at 5:30. At 5:30, I'm already home. So, and I can pop into the kitchen and get a coffee and get some toast and a sandwich and all that kind of bit. And so, do they envy me? I'd probably think they do in a slight way. You know, if they could work from home,
yeah,
they probably would too. And some of them do now, and to be honest, and I think the introduction of the idea for myself in terms of doing it permanently,
yeah.
I think a few of them now do maybe spend a Monday or a Friday at home when they don't really need to get the office. So they use some of the ideas that I've done and they do the same. So, you know, the introduction's there, but I guess they can't justify doing it 5 days a week when they live so close.
But it's good they still enjoy some of the benefits that you've introduced to the company.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, I mean, the ideas that I think I've introduced have gone into the office and helped everyone. So, I mean, in a way.
And on the other hand, are there things that you envy about your team? Because the rest of them are in the office more often than you are, right? So are there things that you miss about that? Are there things that you feel a little bit not a part of?
Well, I think initially, and you know, I've been doing this for 4 years, and I think initially, I think the company would be happy to say that I think there was an element of me being out of the loop, in terms of communication of just general bits and pieces. But that's been addressed, and we have sort of regular meetings over Skype, so that I can keep up with everything going on, not necessarily just the things that I need to know, so that I get a general picture of what's going on.
That's useful, yeah.
And that's just useful. I think just in terms of keeping up with the company, really. It's a small company, but it's still difficult to know what everything's doing as well as just what I'm doing and what my immediate colleagues are doing.
Yeah.
In terms of... other than that, really, I don't miss not being in an office.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy not being in an office. I'd say the other way. I enjoy being at home.
Yeah.
And the freedom of being able to play a podcast... which we wouldn't do in the office, the freedom of taking in deliveries and, ordering Amazon stuff and being at home to collect it and not having to, all that kind
Absolutely.
Of bit, really. I enjoy it, and there's lots of other things that I enjoy about working at home and that freedom. And so the commute is obviously, sometimes an obvious thing, but I save myself 2 hours a day, which is great.
That's great, yeah. And if you were talking to someone who is... an employee like yourself who's just starting mobile working and needs to stay connected to a virtual team like you do, what kind of advice would you give them?
I'd say, to really consider it. It's possible to do. There are lots of bits of tech and advice and around and blogs and everything and the Twitter community and such like that, which you get advice from and little tips from. But I think the first thing, if you're considering it, is to, you know, is to consider it. It is possible to do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, I don't think, deteriorate the quality of your work. It may make you more productive. Yeah. I think I certainly am more productive, and I think because of the ideas of how I've had to organise the way I work in order to keep up with the office, I think I've probably become more productive and more organised. And if you're of the mindset that you don't need the chit-chat of what the weather's like and what happened on EastEnders yesterday, go for it.
Who would miss that, honestly?
Why? Come on. No, I don't watch EastEnders, so I've never been able to contribute to that anyway.
Well, Jose, you are a real treasure. I'm sure a real benefit to Richard Turner Associates and your colleagues as well as a trailblazer for mobile working. Thanks for sharing your advice and experiences of being a mobile working employee, and enjoy the rest of your day.
I shall. Wired but
disconnected. If you'd like to ask Jose a question about being a mobile working employee and staying connected in a virtual team, you can tweet him. His name is at Mr. Jose Reyes. That's R-E-Y-E-S. You can tweet me at WorksnugSan. That's S-A-N. And you can visit our website at worksnug.com. Won't spell that out to you. Until next time, bye, WorksNuggers. SnugSan is produced by WorksNug in association with Plantronics. Simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com.